Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I would rather say that I got attacked by a shark than a dolphin.
What?
If you live to tell the tale?
Who? Why?
Lizzie McGuire, you are an outfit repeater. Yes, we're wearing the same outfit that we were in the last episode, but don't judge.
You know, we didn't want to leave y'all with 2 weeks without an episode.
We also did just talk about consumerism, so we're just repeating our same outfits because they're still intact.
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, that was a conversation I did have with Hanan, or my wife as well.
About wearing the same
about
clothes?
Like just switching my closet to be like similar. Just like, you know how the two t-shirts and the two pants, but they're the same color, and you just wear that outfit every single day. But then, like, it's weird at first. It's weird at first. Okay, it'll be weird at first, but then people get used to it, and then it just becomes your thing. Like Steve Jobs, right?
But Steve Jobs, I guarantee his black turtlenecks were probably like $600.
I'll invest in a good pair of t-shirts and pants.
You're just going to have two?
What? Well, like, you know, you get like two or three, or like maybe
why don't
three.
You get seven?
You get like three or four. Okay.
Then you're going to have to constantly do laundry.
No, you know, you do laundry twice a week. You wear the same pants. You usually, how many often do you wear the same pants?
Laundry twice a week?
I wear the same pants sometimes like for a month.
Without Not every them. Day.
Yeah, sometimes every day. Like these pants.
Yeah, you.
I've been wearing
you're
them.
You're hyper-fixating
like,
on these pants, I know.
Yeah, because mainly because I just don't have another pair that are not jeans because I ripped the crotch on the other ones, but still. I have thunder thighs, okay?
You don't wear the same pants for a month straight.
What?
No,
I do, I do. Some like okay, no, okay, okay. In like
he wears the same pants for a month?
Like, what do you consider wearing them for a month?
Every day for a month.
Okay, I might like switch to like sweatpants. Because you're not going out every day, right? But I'm pretty sure I have at least at some point in my life worn pants, the same pants for a month straight.
Don't listen to Amir. He changes his clothes, I promise.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cousin
Connection Podcast.
We're definitely not tired after filming 100 episodes here.
100 episodes?
Oh, my, what the hell?
Oh, my God, you just broke it.
Uh-oh. It's okay. It's whatever. Right. It still moves.
So we wanted to just preface this episode, okay? Because we split.
Oh yeah, we're splitting our recording in half here because we didn't want to leave y'all with an extra week. So I'm just saying, you know,
yeah.
At least it might be a little bit shorter episodes each, but at least we have.
But you could still grab a snack. You know, go grab a snack or a drink and enjoy this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into the topics of the day, how was your week, Sarah? What did you end up doing this week?
What did I do this week? It was, so I'm settling into my new job.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know, I told you guys last week, it's finally starting to make sense. So like the first week was just me saying, I have no idea what, and like imagine sitting in meetings all week and like I can hear everyone's voices talking. Like, mm-hmm. They're talking?
Are they using, like, acronyms? You're like, what the
Yeah,
that mean?
And I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Running, like, what the F is, and then I'll write the acronym down so I can look it up later.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that my manager is also a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
So she is exactly like me. Like, it actually made me laugh because she called me one of the days this week, and she's like, hey, do you have a sec? And, like, you know, when managers say that, it's like immediately anxiety inducing.
I know she did.
So like, what did I do wrong now? Yeah. You know what I mean? So she calls me and she's like, hey, so I just wanted to call you to say, like, I'm sorry for not checking in. I've just been so busy. And I was like, I actually love you so much.
Yeah.
Because I would have done the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the same in my last role.
Yeah.
Anytime I was busy and I couldn't check in on the people that reported to me, I just would be like, sorry, I'm busy, and like apologize all the time. But also, like, our conversations are just so, like, every single meme I've ever seen on TikTok about millennial bosses,
She's that.
That is her to a T. And our interaction. So I, like, it actually just makes me laugh because I'm like, wow, we really are the stereotype. Like to a T.
Okay. So, you know, you find your place then, right?
So, yeah. So like on Friday, like the end of the week, I attended a meeting and I was like, wow, that actually made sense.
You learned a new language out here. Okay. Look at you.
And then I had plans with Amir and Hanan on Friday.
I did not know about these plans. Okay. She's even shaking her head. She's sitting right there.
She's shaking her head at you.
At me?
Yeah. At him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, see? Okay,
first off, I did not know about these plans.
Why did we change it?
What?
Why did we change it?
We didn't change nothing because I didn't know about no plans.
And so...
Okay.
So I was supposed to go over and I was fully prepared to do that.
I did not know this.
And then Amir's like, so you're coming over tomorrow, right? Like, I'm going to see you tomorrow. And I was like, oh.
Ma'am. Okay. One thing I would be like, hey, so, oh no, I thought I was coming over today. I'd be like, oh, you were? Sure, you can come down today too.
Well, when you said that you wanted to, yeah, you were like, he's like, I'm going to go to my parents' house, but I also might go shopping. And I was like, oh. So instead I went swimming.
Communication, guys. That's the thing we're learning here, okay? It's all about communication.
So instead of going over to their house to hang out, I went swimming.
And so it was, you still have fun, you know what I'm just saying?
Yeah, it was actually really fun. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to swim on my back.
Backstroke or what they call it?
Well, I can't do backstroke. I'll drown. But like, on my back and I was just like pedaling like this.
Yeah.
And I was making moves. Like I was going far and fast.
Okay.
I was like, look at me, Michael Phelps.
Honestly, if we did another one.
Sada Phelps.
It's been so long. I don't know if I'm confident in like swimming anymore.
We should go swimming. Okay, so
I
don't know
how. I forgot what it feels like to be in like deep water.
This wasn't deep. Like if I was really drowning, I could just stand up. You know, and I was like, this defeats the purpose. Like I'm trying to practice my treading.
Yeah.
Like what if I fall out of a boat one day?
I guess technically.
Like that was my thought process.
But most of the time, you're gonna be wearing a life vest. I wouldn't trust you around water without a life vest. Especially deep water.
Yeah.
And fish in the water too. Wait, you're not scared of fish in the water, are you?
I just don't look. As long as I don't look, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you guys some context, okay? A couple years ago, we took a girls' trip to Mexico.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to reference right now.
And we booked all these excursions. We were on a boat, and they told us we were going to be snorkeling, but it was, like, close to the shore, so it wasn't going to be deep water. We didn't know that we had to swim to shore. So the guy stops the boat like maybe a kilometer and a half away and he's like, yeah, you guys have to swim to shore.
Okay, first off, it definitely was not a kilometer.
It was
a kilometer and a half. Even a kilometer is far.
That's why we were freaking out. Okay, maybe it was like 500 meters. I don't know. Like it was far enough. I could have sworn it was a kilometer. Because he didn't want to ruin the coral.
I'm trying to give you reference for what a kilometer is.
I know what a kilometer is.
No, but like fit like visually.
No, we had a life jacket. We had a life jacket.
A kilometer is like from here to CN Tower.
Are you okay?
I'm joking.
A kilometer is like from here to the light on St. Clair.
That's kind of far still.
Okay, yeah, you know what? No. From here to the school. To your school, that way.
You know what we should do?
But they don't know which school. In St. Clair, it could be West.
Yeah,
exactly.
It could be East. But like, I'm just saying, could be North. You know what we should do? We should go to another pool. Go to our pool. And we'll swim 500 meters.
You know what I thought? Back and forth. You know what I thought you were going to suggest?
Say go to the middle of the ocean?
No, I thought you were going to say... We should go out on the road and just run and see how far a kilometer is.
Honestly, I just realized that could be a better idea.
But you know what? You know how I know it wasn't 500 meters?
Why?
Because when I went swimming on Friday, I set my watch and I was like, my goal is to do... Oh, but what's one lap? Is that a meter?
Oh, no. It depends on the place. Like, I don't know how much. I think like 20 meters is like the standard for Olympic pools.
That's one lap?
Fact checker. Haviti, can you please check
what is considered one lap?
What is one Olympic?
No, this was like 1/5 of an Olympic pool.
But then we won't know what the reference is. Like that one at least will give us like some reference because we've seen that. We kind of know. How long is an Olympic pool? This girl is. our fact checker is falling asleep here. What is this? Let me pull out my phone.
Her eyes are watering too.
That was a deep yawn. 50 meters. 50 wow. meters?
See, okay, it was 500 meters then.
It was, right?
Yeah, because the boat had to stop far enough where it wasn't close enough to the reef.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, not the reef, but the shore.
The coral.
But they this is for you guys going it. Back, no?
No, like just getting there even.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we had flippers. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
We had those on. And the guy basically tells us, like, climb onto the edge of the boat and jump. And I looked at him like, sir, before this, I don't remember the last time I swam.
Yeah.
So really, like, what do you mean swim to shore?
It's swimming, though. You know, you got a life jacket on. I'm just saying, okay?
Okay, so... honestly, I think like my fight or flight kicked in at this point.
Yeah.
Because imagine like I'm on the edge of the boat and I jumped in, and like when you're with a life jacket, it like pulls you down then shoots you back up. Panic attack fully. But I had to stay calm because I was like, I'm truly in fight or flight. Like I had to swim to shore for safety.
Yeah.
So in that moment, thank God for those flippers because that really helped. But I swam like my life depended on it. And the way my heart was like beating out of my chest.
I'm just like visualizing this. I see your face just struggle, like. It's like you have your hijab, but you have that one strand just coming out, getting in front of your face.
But then here's the thing. So after I feel like I'm swimming, like. I must be at the shore, right? Yeah. I open my eyes finally.
Yeah.
I'm so far from the shore. Gizman and Iman are next to me. Zainab's there. And then I'm like, oh my God, Nabat. I turn around. Oh, my heart broke.
What?
Because she's crying.
No.
Like, her thing is,
we're
legit in the freaking ocean.
Yeah. You had no choice at that moment.
Like, fully freaking out at this point. Like, and I was like, are you laughing or crying? I can't tell. Yeah. And she's just like, I can't swim. Get me out of here. And so the captain, the guy that was operating the boat, I think realized that she was freaking out. So he was trying to like get her to swim, but he was like, you know what? F it. So he jumps in, holds her by the back of her.
Did he have a life jacket on or he's just swimming like raw?
I think he had a life jacket on.
Okay.
But he held her by the back of her life jacket and just pulled her.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like that's more of a regular thing that they do.
But in that
support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Moment,
yeah.
That's when it hit me, like, I need to practice my swimming because it's been forever.
Yeah.
And so ever since that trip, I've like wanted to go swimming more.
Yeah.
And
Me when you're confident so we can go surfing one day.
Yeah, I don't know about all that because there's sharks, you know.
Yeah, they're not gonna come near that close. You know, I'm just saying. Okay.
I've seen several videos of sharks swimming at the shore,
but like it's literally like a 1 in a million chance to get bitten by a shark. You might see it, but they won't attack you.
The odds are definitely
you're more
less.
Likely to get like attacked by like a dolphin.
That's even worse.
No, but like it's not like they're just attacking.
It would be cool.
Like, they think it's fun.
It'd be cooler.
They're like low-key psychopaths. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's even worse. I'm sorry that you're not helping your case here.
Oh, sorry. Like,
so you're saying it's more likely for me to? I would rather say. Oh my God.
What are you saying? I'm struggling there.
I would rather say that I got attacked by a shark than a dolphin.
What?
If you live to tell the tale.
Who? Why? Okay, first off, one has like giant sharp teeth. The other one has small sharp teeth, but they're not looking to bite you. And also, like, the other one is known to be aggressive and, like, is also a carnivore. And
excuse
the other
me.
One
have you
maybe
not
a carnivore, but, like, is not aggressive.
Have you not watched the shark repelling videos? You just push it away by its nose and it goes away.
You just redirect. I feel like it also smells fear and you are going to be full of it. So, I don't know. I don't know if it works that way. Like, you being confident enough to put your hand out there and touch a shark,
fight or flight, and I'm gonna choose fight because I know I can't outswim a shark. Like yesterday when I was trying my laps,
yeah,
my thought process was like, swim as if you're being chased by a shark.
Now you're making me want to go out there and check.
But can I tell you what my what my win was and why I'm telling you this story in the first place?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's because I remembered the feeling of like, I'm not joking. Like if I put my hand on my chest in Mexico, I'm pretty sure I could feel my heart beating.
Yeah.
Like that's how hard it was beating.
Like you see a little like bump on your chest.
No, truly. Like I was like, yo, I unfit isn't even like, that's an understatement. This was just like,
well, girl. Now you're running. You're like so getting ready for 5K. So.
That's what surprised me was that I swam the whole lap.
Yeah.
And I wasn't dying. I got out of the water and I was like, yo, I feel good.
Okay, so it's working then. Your cardio is going up.
That's what I wanted. That's the whole...
That's an African genes kicking in right
my
there.
My cardiovascular health is going up.
I feel like, we're primed for it. Like, just our being Ethiopian, like, our bodies are ready to be, like, cardio machines.
But see, like, long distance running, I think. Slow, long distance.
No, yeah, endurance.
Yeah.
Like, you're not trying to, like... I'm not sprinting. Go like top speed while you're swimming.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, do I have a rhythm?
Exactly.
And I was also like, my breathing was excellent. So I was really proud of myself that day.
I'm proud of you, Sarah. You know, you're getting there, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to join you on that 5K. I'm going to sign up.
Yeah, because honestly, like our video already hit like 100 something likes.
No, it didn't.
Oh, yeah?
Please tell me it didn't. I might sign up anyway, but still just.
You've got to sign up.
We'll see.
But I'll tell you how many likes we're at. We are at...
Oh, no. I didn't look yet. I was looking at the comments, though. Okay.
Good. 109. But it's also 2 days ago.
Yeah,
so.
She's referencing, I think on the last video, we said we're going to get 200 likes for me to join the 5K.
Yeah.
And that's on the previous video.
Yeah. And then when we hit 10K subscribers,
yeah,
we're going to do the... customized merch giveaway.
Oh yeah, remember oh yeah, that? So that's a reminder, subscribe to the channel, guys.
Yeah,
you know, if you enjoy this, just do that for us, please. It's gonna really help. Okay, it's gonna help with the algorithm, everything. Like the video.
Yeah.
Oh my god, why is this getting closer?
You know what,
like the video,
pause the video,
leave
here.
A comment. Yeah,
wait, pause it, go back to last week's episode, like it, and then come back. We'll wait. How long do you think it's gonna take them?
I think that should be enough. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So back
Welcome
to
back.
What we were saying. But yeah. So Fitness Fridays.
Yeah.
We're gonna get back to it.
We do have to get. Well, it's kind of.
We're gonna start it.
Ruined. It's gonna start in a month.
When in
we're
a month.
All back together.
In a month's time.
Jogging in Hyde Park.
That's where we should like test our first.
Yo,
like,
Hyde Park is kind of like that's like expert level because it's all
what?
Hills.
Oh.
Yeah, it's literally one big hill going. What? Don't shake your head. You saw it. We literally walk up the whole thing because it's called Hyde Park for a reason.
Oh, is that why they call it Hyde Park?
I don't know. I'm just making that up, but It makes sense. Okay.
I found a trail on all trails.
Yeah?
She found a trail. She said she found a trail on all trails. All trails is actually a good thing to use anywhere you are.
Okay.
It's like it's user-based, right? Like people add trails themselves. But basically, it's an app that has a bunch of trails that you can follow locally.
There's one near my house,
mm-hmm.
Like which I avoided for a little bit because they didn't clear it off
yeah.
for the snow. But in the summertime, it's actually so.
Oh, is that the one that goes in between the ravine and stuff like that? It's like
yeah, and like one time I went.
Probably shouldn't say too much.
I went in the morning and there were deer off in
oh,
the
really?
Distance, but I was like, oh, shit.
That reminds
me. Let me run.
That reminds me. Literally, like, I think it was last week or something, we were walking along the lakeshore. And this is, first off, a lot of people are around. People walking their dogs. Like, this is a very busy area. And we see people, like, staring at something. And we didn't notice it at first. And we looked right in front of us. And you see a coyote just, frolicking along, like right in front of us, just walking slowly.
Oh my god.
Acting like nothing's going on. He literally just walked past us.
What?
And just continued going on, like, along the path.
You weren't scared?
Not really. I think because everyone else was kind of, like, acting pretty nonchalant. So we're like, okay, I guess coyotes just walk around here.
Did no one have dogs? Because usually...
The dogs were around there, but, like, a lot of them were, like, holding back their dogs. And just, like, their dogs were, like, kind of looking at it. I think... I think there was one that was like barking at it, but yeah, it just kept, it didn't, it was nonchalant itself. It just walked past us. It was really weird. I was like, usually coyotes are kind of a little bit more standoffish, but this was pretty chill. I think it's because also like in this area, they're interacting with humans a lot more. There was one day we were like walking back on this path and like there were some woods, like a very small patch of woods in between like a main road. And you could hear howling. That's like scary. A bunch of howling inside there. So
that's a little scary.
I guess they must have a home in there. Because you know what it is? They all like run down the Humber River.
Do they?
Yeah, like I feel like the Humber River connects a lot of wildlife from like all the way up north of the city to down literally to the lakeshore. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I see deer every now and then. Mm-hmm. But it's always scary because
why?
How do I say this without saying where I live? There's like the ravine area.
Yeah.
You know? So they're always there.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is that like they're also scared. So mm-hmm. when they like appear, they run really fast.
Yeah.
And they kind of cross that street.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah.
Especially if I'm like going home late at night, mm-hmm. I always drive past that area slow. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen a deer get hit there?
I've never seen it get hit because cars usually stop for them and then they cross.
Okay, yeah. Because I don't think I've ever seen, I've gone through that area a bunch of times. I've never seen like a deer get hit. They don't even have a crossing, you know, the deer crossing sign or whatever. So it probably rarely happens.
But like the trail that I used to go for my walks on, they have them. Like one day we should go. I think you guys would like
we'll
it.
Yeah, we'll go on it for sure.
But yeah, like they have deer and stuff there. So it's that's more flat. And it's also, it doubles up as a bike trail too.
Okay, we can, we'll be running it probably, you know? We gotta work on our cardio a little bit more. My cardio's, I've been working on my cardio recently.
Have you?
No, I mean like involuntarily. Like just from certain things, like because now like grocery stores are closer, we've been like, you know, you forget one thing.
You just run.
And like, you don't want, and like you're in the middle of cooking. So I literally will sprint.
Oh my God.
Nonstop. Just, I would intentionally do it because I'm like, oh, I can work on my cardio here. So I'll sprint all the way to the grocery store.
Oh my.
Get the thing. Like I look like I'm about to rob the store because I run there looking like so disheveled. And like, I'm like quickly like running to a certain section, grabbing something and quickly getting to the cash register. So it kind of looks suspicious, but then I get my thing and I run all the way back.
They were definitely getting ready to put you on their bolo wall.
But they see me. They find, oh, yeah, the bolo. Call back. But yeah, they see me a couple of times. One thing that I showed you just a few minutes ago.
That I acted like I saw on my own?
Yeah. So now that like there's a fight going on between China and the U.S., what happened?
You just spelled Chinese with a W.
But don't. That's not a W. That's an N. I wrote it weird. Okay. But like now that there's like this whole like cold war or like economic war going on between them, these Chinese brands are like not holding back at all. They're straight up just calling out all these like high fashion brands.
Yeah,
the video I showed you specifically was like this guy was he's in the manufacturing plant for Birkin bags.
Hermes,
they're Birkin bags, and he's like, you know, these sell for typically $38,000, and he broke it down like piece by piece, like where they get the leather, how much it costs, and
the cost ultimately, of labor,
cost of including cost of labor and everything, and not only the labor like from their plant, but labor if it were to go to the final place, which would be Italy, and how much they actually put it together for. And he came down to like,
it was $13.95.
Yeah, it was like $1,400 USD basically. And they sell these for $38,000. That's how much the markup is. He said 90% of the price is just for that logo.
Yeah, it's the logo. It's the exclusivity because obviously not everyone can afford a $38,000 purse.
Yeah.
So if you have one, you're in the in. You're in the in crowd.
But the funny thing is at the end of the video, you realize this is also an ad for their company because he already technically makes the Birkin bag. The only difference is that he doesn't have the logo, right? So at the end, he's like, you can also buy it from us. Like, now they're going directly to consumers. Before, they would go through those high fashion brands. But because this war is going on, they're like, just buy it from us. Because they're already marking up the price. They're going to mark up more with the tariffs and everything. But you can get it now for cheaper from us, right? So he's like, buy the same bag from us for $1,000 USD, right? Well, even with the tariffs, it might be double that, $2,000. It's still much cheaper than what you would get it for normally.
That's what a lot of people do when they shop on DHgate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he kind of did this thing that I'm assuming he was that you also find on DHgate, where he said that we'll sell you the same thing for $1,000 USD. It just might not, it just won't have the logo on it. I don't even know if he specifically said that, but on DHgate, the trick is, like, they can't technically sell you the logo. They can't say this is the Jordans or whatever, or like this is a Nike shoe. But what they do is they sell it on there. They never mention anything about the logo or show a logo on the image. But when you buy it from them, these are called the reps, like the
replicas.
When you get it, it will actually have the logo on it, and it will look almost one to one.
Well, granted,
like, it's very, very hard to tell.
You gotta make sure that you find like a reputable seller that actually has the good quality, aka mm-hmm. the probably the real thing.
Yeah.
But there are like, depends on your price point, right? Like,
and this whole reviews, right?
Yeah, like the mm-hmm. less you're. If you want to get something for like a Birkin bag for $100, mm-hmm. they're spelling Birkin with an E. Like, just know that. You know what I mean? But if you're willing to spend.
Like, you're still going to have to spend money, but just not as much.
Yeah. Like, you're. Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. so it's crazy, though, because essentially what he's saying is this is the same bag.
It is.
It's just not being sold to you directly from Hermes. Yeah.
And it's because, like, even since we were children, there's always been like this propaganda that's been fed to us that anything from China is going to be lower quality.
Yeah, why?
And then like, why? They're always, and then now they're always talking about how everything we get is made in China. So if everything we get is made in China, but we see that as good quality, yet they're saying that Chinese people don't make good quality products, like, what is the truth here, right? And you're talking about, like, iPhones are purely made. Typically, those are known as the best quality items in the world, right? Mm-hmm. iPhone is known for their quality items, and they're made in China. 100% made in China.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then it just, like, completely destroys that propaganda that people have been fed for their whole lives up to this point. And now that wall has been broken through, or that, like, brainwashing has been...
No.
What is it called again? No. What's the word? Shoot, my brain is shutting off now. Now that veil has been lifted.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you remembered it. Now that veil has been lifted, I feel like people are more inclined to actually do what that guy said, actually buying it from those bands. Because maybe people now, going back to, like, maybe the anti-consumerism, or maybe consumer consciousness thing, they won't really care too much about, like, the brand name that's on there. People won't care as much about brand names, as long as the quality is there.
I think they still care about the brand name. Mm-hmm.
But that conditioning, I feel like, will be slowly not as strong as it used to be.
Ideally, yes. But I mm-hmm. think with these Chinese manufacturers exposing this mm-hmm. particular point, it'll just make high-end fashion that much more accessible. Like, it's already accessible, you know, but now it's going to be even, like, that much more accessible, where you don't have to be a millionaire in order to afford a Birkin or mm-hmm. a Birkin replica.
Yeah.
Because
a big part of getting a Birkin bag as well is that they also have, like, a selection process, right?
Yeah.
But now, like, anyone can buy it, right?
When you go to the Hermes store, like, mm-hmm. You can't just pick it off the shelf and be like, let me get this Birkin.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Your sales associate has to, like, basically bring, you have to be the chosen one.
You have to
one.
Apply for it, yeah.
Yeah, and you get it by purchasing other items from the store first mm-hmm. and already having, like, a history, I guess, with mm-hmm. the store, which is, like, so pretentious in a
exactly.
way. But,
Because the quality, one thing he did when he was pointing these things out is, like, one thing I did notice that they are using quality items. Like he said, this is, like, the best of the best thread you can get.
Mm. What did he call it? The Rolls Royce?
Yeah, like the Rolls Royce of threads. Same thing with the leather. He's like, this is the best leather you can get. This is the best inner lining you can get, top of the line. Yet, it's not as expensive as you think it was. Like, that leather was, like, $400, which sounds expensive, but when you're talking about a $38,000 bag, and all the leather in that bag comes down to $400, then you're like, okay, you know, these things are actually... manufacturable, like they're
like, it's of good quality,
of good quality, but they're not like the $1,000 that they might make you seem like
the thousands. Yeah, that's true.
Before we end the podcast, I wanted to cover actually some comments from previous episodes. I promised we would cover them, so let's get into the first, I'm going to cover the episode 164, which was, oh, shoot, what is this? Sorry. My phone's acting weird. Okay. So one episode 164, Ari banned from the USA. Ironically, we just spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
So in that episode, we had a few people. I guess I can call out specifically Abu Kitten, but there are a few other people who said, in Somali culture, for condolences, we say something very similar, which is Samar Iyo Iman. And there's another person who wrote it a little bit differently. Let me see if it's here as well. They said Sabri Iyo Iman.
So, I think Abu Kitten actually meant to write Sabr.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that was
so,
a typo.
Yeah, so from VF Diz, they also said the same thing, but they said that, like, we say Sabr Iyo Iman in Somali culture too. I wonder if it's generally just a Muslim thing. So, like we said 2 weeks ago, yeah, on episode 164 or 163, that, what was it again? Shoot.
Yeah, Sabri wa Iman is the...
Yeah, so if you, from your culture, also have something very similar, you can put that in the comments for this episode too.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's interesting seeing how, like, cultures kind of have same but different, you know? practices when it comes to certain things, right? Oh yeah, and I think I was talking about like the Texas Muslim communities, which are currently like getting persecuted by the Governor Abbott, the governor of Florida. He's trying to go after the Muslim communities.
Why?
Yeah, he's like, sorry? Texas. Oh, sorry. Did I say, which state did I say?
Florida.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I was like...
the Muslim communities in Florida. Like, he's...
No, Texas.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
My bad. Okay. I'm gonna go. So yeah, like Governor Abbott is going after the Muslim communities in Texas.
Yeah.
Why did I say Florida?
I don't know.
And he's like trying to find different ways of getting to them. Like he's trying to, first off, he's spreading propaganda out there saying like they're trying to implement Sharia law. And apparently there was like a couple teenagers who were attacked in Texas. I don't have the full story, but there are people who are being attacked by this propaganda and this rhetoric that he's been putting out. But he's been going after them. Like, I think there was one way he was trying to attack them from was how we perform janazas. Mm. So he was trying to say, like, they're not proper...
like burials?
Not burials, but, like, what is the place that you go to where they, like, store bodies and they have them and they show them out? Not show, like...
Like the viewing, you mean?
Yeah, they have the viewing. There's a certain name for it that a Christian set up, but... Oh, I thought you said something. There's a certain name for it. But essentially, you said that like...
Funeral home?
Yeah, like a funeral home. They said that like they don't have the proper licenses or the certifications to do these in those mosques. So like they're not allowed to perform janazah prayers anymore. Yeah, so he's really
trying to like... Sorry, like, sir, how is this impacting you?
Exactly. So it's kind of sad to see like this is a community that had a lot of potential and has a lot of potential to grow. And now that he has his eyes on it, he's going to start attacking them for it and trying to like dismantle it before it grows into something bigger.
Yeah. I think because he's seeing how like obviously there are strength in numbers and like the Texas Muslim community is growing pretty rapidly, as we were talking about like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably sees that as a threat.
Exactly.
Because the more Muslims there are, the more wealth that they bring to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, whoa. And what's all that commotion?
But the thing is that, like, whenever there are Muslims around, it's proven that crime goes down. Like, you get, first off, a lot of funding because, like, a lot of Muslims usually typically have, like, higher paying jobs. So you're technically getting more, like, federal. Well, actually, they don't even have, they don't have taxes in Texas, right?
I think they do, but it might just be like really low.
Yeah, amount. But they might have like sales tax. So you're going to get more investment in your state in general, right? So this is technically a good thing, right?
Mm.
Especially for them. Like they're saying crime is a big thing for them. Like this is something that would actually benefit the state, but they're attacking it purely because they don't understand it. And it's sad. But there was a comment that specifically was referencing that brought this up was like, her name is K. Abdul Mateen. She wrote, so in Texas, there is Qalam Institute in Dallas, Abdul Nasir Jangda / Abdul Rahim
Abdul Rahman
Murphy, Omar Suleiman is a scholar at Valley Ranch Islamic Center in Irving, and he films for Yaqeen there. I was there for a taping once. Yasser Birjaj is the imam there. Epic has a different imam, but they're all big communities. So, like, there are a lot more imams that you kind of heard of or seen of here and there, but they're all spread out across that Dallas area. It's just interesting seeing, like, the community growing out there, and hopefully they continue to grow, and this is just, like, a little, like, bump in the road for their growth.
I mean, anytime a Muslim community thrives, I feel like there's always going to be that person that tries to tear it down.
Especially in America.
Yeah, and it's with just...
everything going on right now.
They're letting their lack of understanding of the Islamic faith and the principles and the morals, which, to be honest, kind of are, like...
It goes in line with what they believe.
Right. But
that's why I said is they just don't understand it.
Yeah, and they're letting their lack of understanding push their fear, which then pushes, like, that hate and that, like, we need to warn against these people and, you know, stop them from doing whatever they think that they were trying to do.
Oh, and also someone said, like, in regards to Texas, like, River Amazons... River Amazon. I'm just gonna say that. River Amazon said Muslims are in the South because it's so affordable. An average house in California would be $1 million, whereas in Texas might be $200K. It's crazy.
I don't know. That's kind of cheap.
Yeah, $200K maybe 10 years ago, but now I feel like Texas has actually been increasing the prices.
Yeah, during COVID, there was a huge increase in the people that moved there from all over the states. Mm-hmm. Some from Canada.
Oh yeah.
That so, moved there.
Not me, though. I'm staying right here in a non-fascist state. I've actually been messaging friends who moved there and, like, trying to convince them to come back. Like, hey, you know, if you want to have a future for your kids and a good education, I'm just saying, you're still Canadian. You got a choice here. I'm just saying.
Someone said the cold open is so dirty. Ha, ha, ha.
Do you know who that someone is?
No. Oh, is it?
I'll point to my wife. Okay. she's low key been a lurker for even before we knew each other.
No.
Okay, was it after?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
On your podcast?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I've commented a few times. One time y'all said
we did
it on the podcast.
Apparently we replied to one of her comments. I didn't even know it.
I think didn't know.
Oh. And then oh my god, I'm so bad at reading names.
Yeah.
Nadesaruddin. Oh my god.
Okay, now say it faster.
You say it faster.
Okay, so we got a comment from Nadesaruddin. She said, cancel all plans. My favorite podcast dropped an episode.
Period.
Shout out. Yeah, remember. This is for, sorry, I forgot to count out. This is for episode 165, the one we just put out 2 days ago. So, it's still building up comments, but we're getting there, okay? And
Samia.
Sorry? Samia?
Wa alaikum assalam, Samia. She said, assalamu alaikum, dear cousins. Eid Mubarak to you all. May Allah fill your hearts and homes with peace, blessings, and the warmth.
Ameen.
Just wanted to send a quiet thank you from a Somali sister tuning in all the way from Sweden.
Shout out to Sweden.
Your podcast. It is. Your podcast feels like a conversation with my cousins. Mm-hmm. Wishing you continued success, health, and barakah and all that you do. Oh, I mean, take care, stay blessed, and hopefully you guys enjoyed Eid. That was very sweet. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a chill Eid, man. It was fun.
And what did we do again?
We just chilled with the fam at home.
Was I there?
Yeah. Eid? When everyone came over to this house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, we're going to call it there. But one bad news I have to give you is that...
Just tell them.
Sada's gonna be gone next week, and then the following week I'm gonna be gone. Yeah. But we're gonna try and figure out something, like I mentioned, maybe AI podcast.
Well, you know what? We'll come back with a bang.
Yeah, we'll come back with a bang. Exactly. What?
Maybe we should bring back our TikTok lives that we keep saying we're gonna bring back that we never do.
If we're in the same city or even country at the same
time. Or you hold down the fort next week, I'll hold down the fort the week after.
Let's not make any promises, but
okay.
You know, just if you wanna. Get notified when we do end up posting the next podcast. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. You know, click the bell to make sure you get notified and get a notification for it. But also to help us reach more people and, you know, with the algorithm and all, hit the like button. And if you like anything we said, also leave a comment. But other than that, we're going to hit the road. But we'll see y'all next time. Bye. What?
Because I was because I was getting ready to correct you to be because I thought you were gonna say we'll see y'all next week and I was gonna be like no we're not time. Yeah and then I was like shook that you said next time.
I'm still in my game. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.